We're used to hearing about teacher strikes, but what about pupil strikes? Thousands of pupils across the UK are expected to walk out of class for 3 hours this Friday to protest about climate change. Some Northern Ireland pupils will be doing so, joining this protest. It's a strike is planned at Belfast, and Belfast at the City Hall this Friday at 11 o'clock. I was speaking to a young man on Five Live at the weekend, an 11-year-old. He's called Finlay Pringle. And he'll have his placard out in Edinburgh on Friday. Here's what he told me about the strike.
I feel like sometimes the politicians aren't listening to highly educated people. So my view on it is, why should I be in school being educated when highly educated people aren't being listened to? As well as, what's the point of learning for a future if there isn't going to be a future?
My goodness, you sound like a smart young man. So what are they not listening to? What's the message they should be hearing, Finlay?
The message that they should be listening to are scientists is that we need action now. We need to stop talking and start doing something, because otherwise it's going to be too late.
Doing what, though?
Well, we have to stop the carbon dioxide levels increasing, and we need people to agree to the Paris Agreement to keep the global warming from going above 1.5 degrees, as well as we need to people to eat less meat and reduce the fossil use and get more renewable energies and plant more trees.
And why do you feel so strongly about that, Finlay?
Because I want to save the planet.
And do you really think we're running out of time?
Well, not yet. We're not out of time yet. If we start now, then we can still do something.
And what do you say to all of these older people, some of whom, they don't really care enough, and they think it's not going to make much of a difference?
Well, I'd say to them in maybe 10 years or so that everything they know will be gone, possibly. It'll be too late by then, and then we'll be having sea level rising, houses will be flooded, crops destroyed, there's more hurricanes.
What are you going to do this Friday? What form does the protest take?
So it's when we go and stand outside our school and we just hold placards and start chanting, because we want people to know what we're doing and why, to spread the message so people understand what climate change is. And then hopefully we want other people to take part, even though it's not happened yet.
And what would you say to other kids who are thinking about striking, or maybe they want to stay in school?
I would say, to the people who want the strike, I'd say do it. And for the people who want to stay in school, that's fine. They can do that as they want. But as long as the placard says march now or swim later.
So there's a young man clearly quite passionate about what he's talking about. But should kids be allowed to come out of school and strike? The former teacher Simon Ward with us this morning. Morning to you.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. And the activist Scott Moore. How old are you, Scott? Good morning.
I'm 20.
20. You know, star of Top Table, of course.
Of course, of course. No, yeah. I've been plugging at this a few years now. Do you know what I mean? I've been campaigning indoors since I was 16. Like, I'm standing as an Alliance Party council candidate soon.
Are you?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
You're getting yourself into politics after your starring role in the telly.
Absolutely, Stephen. Want to make
an
impact.
Should it be the... Should kids be allowed out of school to strike?
Well, I think it sort of has to be considered on a case-by-case basis, Stephen. I know that older people are tempted to say, oh, they just want some time off of school. They don't want to be doing work, sitting in an aisle room in the dusk or whatever. But I think what has to be considered is the children and the young people are putting forward, what they're putting forward is... They're talking about climate change, and it is a very serious issue, because we've only got 12 years now, less than 12 years.
So campaign about it at night or whatever. Why are these 12, 13 and 14 year olds allowed out of the classroom?
Well, at night, they don't have school at night, Stephen. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't get noticed.
We'll do it at lunchtime or break time.
But it wouldn't get noticed as much as if they walk out of school, because it's actually a very clever protest, because they're actually using this as a way to say, what's the point in us being in school if at the end of it all, you know, we're not going to get listened to anyway, as the young fella was saying.
Simon,
do you know
Ward?
What I mean?
Well, I think permitting, as you've just mentioned, pupils to miss a day of schooling, incidentally, which is paid for us by taxpayers, It does set a dangerous precedent, and the obvious question is, what next? Are they going to go out and strike about standardized tests? You know, are they going to strike about too much homework, too many exams, having to pay university fees? But this is just gesture politics, really. I mean, okay, in theory, children want to save the planet. Right, let's get down to some practicalities, if they really feel that way. Might I just interject and say that actually the UK's greenhouse emissions have dropped remarkably.
But have they dropped enough?
Since 1990. Well, the UK is enshrined in law that it will reduce its emissions, I think, by at least 80%.
Why do you say, Simon, this is gesture politics? Is that not patronising?
It's gesture politics, I will explain.
That's it.
If they, for instance, if pupils were, let's suppose tomorrow, volunteering for a clean-up of their local area, because I can tell you I live about 15 yards from a tube station here in London. And we always know when it's the end of the school day, because within, between about 3:45 and 4:15, the road is littered with their detritus. When they come out of school, they go to the sweet shop, they go and have their hamburger.
But that's stereotyping. You can't blame the actions of all young people on a select few, on an anecdote that you've seen. You can't do that.
It's not an anecdote. It's a daily problem.
And yeah, it's a daily problem in one area. That's an anecdote.
Just a moment. It's not just one area. It's all over the place. So the point I was making is, if they volunteered for a clean-up, that they were going to walk within a square mile of their school picking up rubbish, then I would respect that. If they were...
But is it their job? I know they shouldn't be lettering in the first place, and we should be considering education campaigns and things like that to tackle it. But, you know, volunteering is only going to go so far. You're only going to find so many people who are going to want to clean up. I think it's a distraction, really.
Is it not a great thing, Simon, young people saying our voice will be heard and we're standing at the school and they're not throwing bricks and they're not getting involved in trouble with the police. They're using their democratic right and their democratic voice to say what they believe in.
But unfortunately, it's a school day. And the point I made at the start, I don't think time during school is the right time to do it, at a weekend perhaps. Yes.
But it's the fact that they're doing it in school that's meaning it's getting noticed, and it's meaning that they're kicking up a fuss about the issue, and it's meaning that they're putting pressure on politicians. Our own politicians can't even take action on this because we don't have an executive. We're not going to get a climate change act with binding emissions targets as long as we don't have an executive. We're not going to get an independent environmental protection agency as long as we don't have an executive. And we're not going to get a review of the enforcement of environmental regulations as long as we don't have an executive. So I think it's particularly important here in Belfast that this issue, that young people are making a fuss about this issue, and they're actually using this opportunity to walk out of school, because that is the severity of it. Do you know what I mean? Because, you know,
What is next? Are young people going to just get another day off school every time they've got a gripe about something?
But Stephen, see, this is what I'm talking about.
And does it not need school consent? Does it not need teacher consent? You know, once you start going down this slippery slope of, you know, 13 and 14 year olds ruling the roost.
But it is a slippery slope, isn't it? It's a slippery slope fallacy. It's not going to happen. It has to be considered on a case-by-case basis. This is a very important issue, Stephen.
But who considers it on a case-by-case basis?
You know, society at large. I'm not interested really in the intricacies of it. I think I would trust...
It's about authority, Scott, isn't it?
But
authority. It's about children not being able to decide when they're walking in and out of school.
I think, no, but if you look at this situation, it's not just a few pupils that have took a notion to it. It's an organised campaign across the country. Now, a lot of older people might be able to say, maybe one or two people, young people having this idea, then it might be, you know, subject to notions. But whenever it's lots and lots of young people right across the country, in Great Britain and in Northern Ireland, and I don't know if it's happening elsewhere as well, but... whenever it's in that scale, there's only so many young people who can just be taking notions. And whenever you consider the importance of the issue and the fact that it's resonating with young people in this way, and the fact they're engaging with it in this way, and the fact they're choosing to take some sort of action about it, how can society at large ignore that? How can older people sit and say, oh, well, they don't know any better, they're not experienced, they haven't had life experience? You know, I've heard that parroted at me constantly as somebody who's campaigned on a variety of issues.
Have a lot of life experience. You're 20.
Yeah, but life... I don't have a lot of life experience, Stephen, but life experience isn't everything. It doesn't mean I'm not impacted by society. It doesn't mean I'm removed from society somewhat. It doesn't mean I don't have any interest in what goes on in society and what decisions are made in wider society.
It's pretty drastic, I think, actually, missing school. I think it'd be a better gesture if they say, look, what we're going to do is we're going to put away our iPhones for one day a month. That's what we're going to do from now on. Well, that would really hit home to me. I'd think, gosh, they really mean something. I would say, if they were going to say, we're going to tell our parents not to buy the latest trainers produced in sweatshop conditions, that would really make an impact on me. I'm going to tell my parents, no, Mum, Dad, you're not going to drive me to school. I'm going to walk. We want to save the
planet.
Let me bring in the Green Party, Stephen Agnew, into this. This morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
So you're supporting the young people deciding they're going to walk out of school?
Yes, green means empowering young people. You know, what is the point of sending our children to school to educate them, to give them the knowledge about the threat of climate change, but say, we will not let you do anything about it? And the small-mindedness of Simon is exactly the
small-minded, cleaning up the environment. Isn't that small-minded, you?
Why do you think
hold on,
that
let's
you
give
can...
Stephen, hold on, let's give Stephen a chance. Hold on, let's give Stephen a chance.
The idea that we've got 100 companies producing 70% of the greenhouse gas emissions, and the idea that our response could be to pick up litter, to blame ourselves, by saying, well, maybe I shouldn't buy a new pair of trainers. We need to take political action. We need political change.
What,
we need things like the divestment campaign to take our money as adults, because what we're hearing from young people is we are failing them. And if we don't listen, we will continue to fail them. It's time that we took our responsibility as adults, supposedly as the ones with the life experience, supposedly as the ones with the knowledge, that we took our responsibility to deliver for our young people, to provide a better future, and not patronise them and say, look, could you not just pick up a little bit of litter? They're saying we need political change. We need to tackle the biggest threat.
So why don't they protest on a Saturday, Stephen? Why don't they go down into the city centre on a Saturday and protest?
Because as Scott has pointed out correctly, they want to take an action that draws attention. If a load of young people arrived at City Hall on a Saturday, it wouldn't look any different from any other Saturday.
All right. So if next week 5 or 6 kids, so not a whole lot of kids, but 5 or 6 kids decide, right, they're passionate about abortion law in Northern Ireland, they're passionate about same-sex marriage in Northern Ireland, they're passionate about Brexit in Northern Ireland. Can they just walk out of the school and say to the teachers, stuff you, don't care what you think, we're walking out, we're holding a protest? Where does this end?
They are passionate about Brexit and what they're saying.
Where does this end?
You didn't give us our right to have a say on Brexit. We didn't lower the voting age to 16 as we should have. And they're saying we're having Brexit done to us, and now no more. We're taking our rights, the right of a child to have a say in the decisions that affect their lives, protected under Article 12.
So you think children have a right to walk out of school?
I think children have a right to exercise their democratic powers.
I'm not asking you. Of course kids have a right to express their democratic view. I'm saying have they a right to walk out of school?
I'm saying in this instance, the law even says a child can be accepted out of school in exceptional circumstances.
This is not exceptional.
It is.
No,
it's exceptional, and this is unprecedented in human history, the threat we face. It doesn't get much more exceptional than that. I'm sorry, this is worse than a cold. This is much worse than a cold. This is a disease from which we may never recover if we do not take action
but
now.
We're not taking enough action.
Scott, go on.
Sorry, Stephen.
We're not taking enough action, and that's the whole reason for the protest anyway. And I would suggest that maybe the fact that it isn't allowed is part of the reason why they're doing it, because if it's not allowed, then it's making more of an impact. You know what I mean? It's actually working more so
in the interest of
the pupils.
Think of that message you're sending the pupils, though.
Yeah.
If it's not allowed, if it's against the rules, and if you do it anyway, It'll have more impact. What a healthy message to send to school children.
The message that I'm giving to pupils, Stephen, is that they should stand up for what they believe is right. I think taking one
want,
day off school...
You're a prospective what? A Lance counsellor or what?
Yeah.
And you're telling me that you think it's a healthy message to send to young people if it's against the rules, do it anyway.
In this particular context, to take one day off...
So many times are they going to walk out of school during the year, Scott? What's unacceptable here?
I explained.
What's this do to the authority of the school?
But I think you're making it into a slippery slope policy issue, Stephen. Do you know what I mean? It has to be considered on a case by case basis. And whenever it comes to the specific issue of climate change, where we only have 12 years, years to get on top of it.
Somebody else might be really passionate about same-sex marriage. Somebody else might be really passionate about abortion.
Yeah.
They might be passionate about the school rules. We've had big rows on this program about. Rules around the length of hair that kids can have in school. Can they just walk out every time? And the Alliance Party's going to tell them, are you? We're influential. They're going to tell them, do what you want, fill your boots. Never mind what the school thinks.
What I think is that the barrier to massive protest, similarly massive protests being started in schools about Brexit, about same-sex marriage, about those issues you mentioned, is the scale of organising them. I think because this is a particularly compelling issue, that we only have 12 years to sort this out. It's time-bound
more compelling than the other big issues in the world, is it?
But it's time-bound in a way, Stephen, and it's of existential importance. Do you know what I mean?
The Iraq War, during the Iraq War, there were children who walked out of school and protested it. And that was, let me think, that's when I got involved in politics. That was 16 years ago. And this is the next thing. So we're almost working on the assumption that children are responsible. They're gagging to get out of school. They can't, you know, they're just looking for any excuse just to have a protest so that they can, you know, get a few hours out of school. That's not actually the case. This is something that children feel passionately enough, and young people, and they're passionate enough. They see the danger, and they think, this is worth it. This is worth the risk of detention, of suspension. I'm going to take action because this matters.
Okay, Stephen, thank you. Simon, thank you. Scott, stay there because we'll continue to take some calls with you this morning. We're currently talking about young people who are going to be striking, walking out of school. This Friday it is at 11 o'clock, right, Scott?
Yeah, that's it.
And protests about the environment and climate change.
Mm-hmm.
Brian's in West Belfast. Morning, Brian.
Morning, Stephen. Just first things first, I'm a bit lost on bringing up the same-sex and abortions in connection with this walkout.
Let me help you with that. Basically, if kids can decide unilaterally without teacher or school consent to walk out about this issue, why can't they walk out about the other issues that are debated in Northern Ireland?
Well, we're talking about the worldwide issue of global warming, the issue of abortion and same-sex.
Or worldwide issues debated around the world.
What I'm going to say, Stephen, is the majority of, majority of countries in the world, the gay community have their rights. Abortion has certain laws on their statute books. This is one of the only countries that we don't have. But besides that, I want to make a point about this global warming. I would love to see the children, school children, coming out all around the world, pick a day, whatever day, walk out to tell the world leaders. Maybe they listen to children rather than adults and tell the world leaders that global warming is here. And it's going to harm the world and their grandchildren. And maybe it will get through to Donald Trump because the lies that he tells to scientists who have more brains than his one hair in his head, telling him that global warming is there. And he is actually ridiculing them and saying it's not. So maybe the likes of him will listen to children if there was a worldwide walkout by children.
I wholeheartedly agree. I would very much welcome seeing what's this movement that we're seeing happening in the UK spread across the world. you know, I think it would be a great thing because it is a worldwide issue. We have to remember that the climate change is not something that's going to respect borders. It's going to affect us all. It's not going to be something that individual governments can sort of carve up and deal with on their own, which is, you know, sort of the issue that, Trump wants to impress and sort of other governments, you know, that, he can just sort of sit out and that other countries can sort of get on with it. That shouldn't be how it works. I don't know if a protest would affect Trump much. I think what Trump is affected by is like what is going to play well for him in the media? Do you know what I mean? And I think even at that, he's just utterly inobstinate and just, you know, incredibly maybe, frustrating. Well, you know what
maybe,
I mean?
Yeah, maybe he would. Well, I hope he would. If he's seen all these children all around the world coming out for one single day, and the media response to that, there, maybe it'll twig something.
Brian, thank you. Healy, morning, Healy.
Hi, how are you?
Morning. You're a mum.
I am. I have a few wee things to say. You're awful hard in that cell of the day, Scott. He is making some excellent points.
Well, I'm going to be as hard on him as I am on anyone else. I've Scott knows this from day one when I met him about. Look, there were loads of them came into the top table office, right, Healy? Yeah. And I said to them, "Is this? Correct me if I'm wrong here." And I said to them, "You know, no Blue Peter badges, no patronising. We're not going to treat young people as if they're so dim that you know we have to treat them lighter or we have to treat them with kid gloves.
I get stuck into as much as anybody else.
Well,
and they can take it and they can fight back and they're better than some of the older people. So
yeah, they are. That's the ethos. Right. Yes, I am a mum of three children. I have a 12-year-old son who's pretty clued in, a lot more clued in, I think, than I was when I was 12.
Yeah.
They need a voice. We need a voice. We don't have a voice. We don't have an executive. What else do you do? You're saying about the school not giving permission. The whole point of a strike is anybody who strikes, they don't have necessarily permission to do it. That's what makes it effective. So, I mean, it's freedom of speech. And idealism is not a bad thing. When you get older, you get jaded. And the passion for... Oh, freedom of speech and to show the world that they're not happy and they're worried and you know, no, I think it's a good thing.
I guess I'm just asking Healy and I get it, right? Of course I get it.
Yeah.
But I just wonder where it goes next if it got out of hand. Could it not be done, you know, with the school? Could the young people not have thought about at least asking for permission?
How do you know they didn't?
Well, like the way it works as well is if they don't ask for permission, it can kind of have a bigger impact as well. In some ways, it's arguably better that it's a bit against the rules than if it isn't, because it gets more noticed that way. You know, it means that it's not an everyday thing that's able to happen, and it means that there's a barrier to organising it on this scale usually, and it's only a compelling issue like climate change that can really break through that mould and bring about what we're seeing.
Healy, your 12-year-old, if you say that they're politically active, as in they've got big opinions,
he's a definite idea of what's going on in the world, and he's not a fan of Trump. He walks out of the room every time the man comes on.
Tell him if he ever wants to come on the radio, we'll take him on.
He's so funny.
All right.
No, he's clued in. I mean, honestly, this is the next generation, and this is the generation that has to... they are the ones that have to lead the way. They really are. And they need to be listened to. It's, you know, it makes sense. They really do.
Thanks, Healy.
Thank you, bye.
Morning.